Welcome back. We're going to continue our conversation on preaching to the choir. We are so glad you joined us here under Fig Tree.
Before you go out, make sure that you have it right. It is better for you to be 3 years late and have it right than to go 5 years early and have it wrong.
But that works against popularity.
Absolutely.
Which is my next thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you have this friends and followers thing that comes with social media.
Yeah, I couldn't wait till you got to this point because I have something to say about this too.
Oh, come on then. Come on. Because see, once again, okay, what do I'm going to pull on my prophet's office. I get something from God. I have something from God right now. It makes me tremble at what I heard God say to me a few days ago. And I know that I can't touch it. I know that I cannot publish it until he tells me specifically, because it will probably bring me some trouble and I ain't rushing to get in no trouble.
I hear you.
But see, that's from learning to allow him to mature me.
Yeah.
To not just want to run because, ooh, I got something hot off the presses per se. Right.
And I got to tell it.
And I got to tell it. Why would God? And then you start reasoning, which is just going to get you in trouble. Why would God give it to me if he didn't want me to say it, right? Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if you can hear God say what he told you to say, you should also be able to hear when he says when to publish.
Correct.
And sit on it and pray it out, right, until it's time. And so that's a concern of mine, because I think that feeds into this whole popularity thing and the follower friends / follower thing. Do ministers know how to draw the line between popularity and celebrity?
Yeah, and so, okay, Bruce. I'm going to give you one of my pet peeves. Let me give you one of my pet peeves. Ministers will go live, and they'll go live with the intent to record this and
play
it later, right? Mm-hmm. You already know you're going to record it. You already know you're going to put it on your page so people can access it later. But as they're going live, they'll say, well, we got to get these numbers up.
Oh, my God.
I'll start, we just keep coming in. I see people checking in. Just tell us where you're from.
We're going to wait a few minutes.
Yeah, until we get more people in. You're already going to record it and replay it later. What difference does it make how many people show up at the time?
Yeah.
And that is a peeve of mine.
Oh, it's mine too.
It's a peeve of mine.
That's why we get along so well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, just say what you're going to say. But I think it lends itself to the whole follower thing. Now, this is because my calling in the kingdom is that of a teacher.
Yeah.
And so I can't help but teach.
Yeah.
It's just what I do, right?
It is what's going to come out of you, whether you want to or not.
Whether I want to or not. So when I was looking this over, I was like, you know what? This is probably a good place for this. Because we have this idea of this big, demonstrative, I don't know, the whole dog and pony show. If we have this many followers, if we have this elevation on our platform, or whatever,
right?
It's a whole bunch of pomp.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that we're looking for. So
sure,
I brought this up. This is in Matthew chapter 3. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start in verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptized, and we're talking about John the Baptist, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham." Verse 10, he says this: "The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire." Verse 12, "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burned up the chaff with unquenchable fire." He's talking about this kingdom that's coming and this king that's supposed to be in charge of this kingdom. So we know this to be Jesus, right?
Yes.
But you have to look at the picture of what he's describing as the kingdom, right? He said, I mean, look at all the demonstrative language that he uses in here. The winnowing fork is in his hand, and he's going to burn up the chaff and
with an unquenchable fire.
Yeah. And you know, the axe is at the root of the tree. He's drawing this very picturesque and almost violent picture of what the kingdom is.
Yeah.
But then when you go a little bit further in scripture, I believe that's in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus says something that's so counter to what John said. Mm-hmm. He says, the kingdom is like a mustard seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the smallest of all seeds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the smallest of all seeds. John is painting this great big picture of what the kingdom is.
Yeah.
Jesus is like, no, it's a mustard seed.
Yeah.
It's real tiny. And if you don't pay attention, you might miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're looking for this big platform. You're looking for this major thing.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But you know what? If you don't pay attention, you'll get all the accolades. You'll get the awards. You'll get the notoriety. You'll get all that stuff, but you might miss the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because if you don't pay attention, the kingdom is not what you think it is. It's not this big grandstanding thing, like you said, the pomp. It's not all of that.
Right.
It's real simple.
Yeah.
It's very small. But the cool thing about the mustard seed is that once it gets into the ground, can't get it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes over everything.
Yeah.
That's how we're supposed to be.
Yeah,
and it's not this so big picture that we're supposed to have. So when we're chasing followers and we're chasing all this other stuff, and I'm like, that's not kingdom.
Yeah.
It's not kingdom at all.
It's not.
What we do is we get planted in a field.
Yeah.
And when we get planted in that field, nothing can stop us.
Yeah, that's right.
So that, to me, that's...
No, that's great, man.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, we can look at Jesus's ministry. You know, we know he's our example in all things.
Everything, yeah.
All things godly, man. He's our example. He gets the huge mega church number of 12 men. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And then lost one.
And lost one.
You know? But, you know, he has this mega church of 12 men. Mm-hmm. And okay, so then at some point it becomes about 120.
Yeah.
But it's the mustard seed. That's what you're talking about right now. He starts out with one. Hey, follow me.
Come follow me.
Hey, come follow me. Hey, come follow me. Mm-hmm. He gets this whole huge ministry of 12 men.
12 whole people.
12 whole people. It didn't have more than a couple hundred, if that, by the time that it was time for him to go back to the Father, right?
Yeah.
But he laid the foundation.
Yeah.
The mustard seed placed in the ground.
Yeah.
And like you said, it takes over.
You ask any farmer, once you put that mustard seed in, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You get rid of it, keeps coming back, and it keeps coming back, and it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Once you have the mustard seed in the field, there's absolutely nothing you can do.
Wow. And so, you know, I think we're talking about this just to encourage people, man, to think everything that we do, Troy, on this podcast, for me, from my perspective, is simply to get people to think.
Sure.
Think kingdom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Think kingdom culture. Think, am I doing kingdom culture?
Yeah.
Think how well, if I am doing kingdom culture, how well am I doing it? Think how well is God, you know, where is God in relation to the things that I believe he's called me to do in the kingdom? I think for me, that's what even this whole podcast that we do is about, just simply to get the people of God to think through some things not just be on what I call autopilot and just, you know, just be doing stuff, kind of, you know, assuming that this is what one of the greatest revelations I've ever had, and it hurt, was going to God and saying, God, instead of me telling you where I think I am, why don't you tell me where I actually am?
Yeah.
Because he did.
Oh, boy.
And the numbers did not line up. you know what I'm saying? And so I just want to encourage people, you know, that this is all we're really doing and even bringing it up, not to bash anybody, not to, you know, point fingers and say, oh, you know, you shouldn't be on. No, we're on social media right now. You're listening probably to us on some platform that doesn't belong to us. So
correct.
To the point, right? But just to get people to think, man, because, and for me, here it is. Jesus is coming, dude. Jesus is coming back. Mm-hmm. And according to my Bible, he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. So in my heart, I feel like the Lord is having me to look at things and question things and ask questions and ask hard questions and sometimes say hard things simply to get people to think. Sometimes it ticks people off, and that's okay. I even learned that from Jesus. Because sometimes he said things specifically to tick people off. I know people have a problem with that maybe, but it's true. You know, I got to do is go and read it.
Yeah.
He tells the religious rite of the day, he says, your daddy is the devil.
That's not endearing.
That's not endearing at all.
It's not endearing.
They wanted to kill him, and they, you know, and, you know, so if we're concerned even about getting in trouble, then we're not quite thinking kingdom yet.
No.
Because kingdom will get you in trouble, but guess what you can't do? You can't unhear a truth.
Yeah. That's it.
You might hate me for it, but you can't unhear a truth. And so I just wanted to put that out there, man, because that's the only reason that, you know, that I kind of wanted to talk about this a little bit. God said to me some years ago, he said, tell the people, the ministers in particular, he said, a secret place or celebrity, choose one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that fits for this conversation.
It does.
And I just wanted to be a reminder to people, particularly to the ministers of God. It's secret place or celebrity. There are so many ministers, Troy, right now. I got my quote fingers up, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ministers who have these huge platforms. Some of them are known all over the world. Some of them I've actually had opportunity to come in contact with. And I'm telling you, everything that glitters ain't gold. Everything that glitters ain't gold, and I'll leave it at that. God bless them. Hope they work it out. You know, that's between them and God. But we were told to know a tree by the fruit it bears. And so I can at least say that.
Yeah.
That everything that glitters ain't gold, man. And everything that looks like it's, okay, can I say this? Everything, ooh, okay. I'm going to say this, guys. This is season 4. We're going in a little bit.
Yeah.
Everything that makes the sounds of pregnancy ain't pregnant.
Well, you can say that again for the people in the back, sir.
I think I will. Everything or everyone who makes the sounds of labor and pregnancy ain't pregnant. Okay, that's too much. I'll back up off of it. No problem. I'll use this analogy. Every cloud that makes a sound ain't full of rain.
That's right.
You know? And I'm looking at this thing, Troy, because Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And I am more convinced today than I ever have been, Troy, my friend Boozer, that, you know, that there are way more people hanging around the church, the true church,
yeah,
than are actually kingdom citizens. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
Yeah, man.
And unfortunately, many of them are the ones that have the biggest platforms, that have the biggest voices, that have the most light shining on them, and say some of the most damnable things I've ever heard in my life. And they're saying them publicly for all the world to hear. We ought to be concerned with that.
We should be, because when they, to your point, they hang around as though they're apart, right?
Yeah.
And so it goes back to that painting a false picture of,
yes,
of a false Jesus and, yes, painting a erroneous picture of who God is.
And it's doing damage.
It is doing damage to the body, and it's doing damage to those that are looking for truth in the world.
That's exactly right.
And that's the heartbreaking thing, because we in the body have found truth.
Yeah.
And we're still finding more truth.
Yeah.
But now I think you mentioned this before, you won't let people in the door. You won't come in the door yourself.
Jesus said it.
Yeah.
Jesus said it.
You won't come in the door yourself, but then you won't let other people.
But you won't let anybody else in.
Exactly. So you see that in the Gospels, right? And I think that's what ends up happening. These gatekeepers, these folks that proclaim to be a part, but really they're just hanging out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
To make it seem like, oh yeah, we're with these guys.
Oh yeah.
And it is incredibly damaging.
It is. You know, imagine a parched ground.
Mm-hmm.
needing rain.
Yeah.
Like their next breath. Yeah. This is the way God showed it to me, man. He said there are ministries out there right now that are hanging around the church. He said, and they're like empty clouds that have no rain in them, and therefore they provide nothing for the parched souls of men.
It's crazy.
They provide nothing but sound.
Good gracious, man.
They make sounds, but there's no seed in the cloud that's going to produce rain for the parched souls of men. We ought to be concerned about it.
It's very concerning.
We ought to be concerned about it. And it's not everybody. I'm just, you know, we're talking in generalities, right? But even where branding is concerned,
yeah.
You know, we've gotten so modern, you know.
Lord knows.
We've gotten so modern, man, that you go and take classes. How many, okay, let me ask you this, and okay. We have not talked about this prior. Okay. So this is right off the cuff.
Okay.
When you scroll social media, how many times do you see some advertisement about how to grow your church?
Oh, yeah. It pops up quite often.
Quite often now,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So, you know me. Okay. I'm trying to stay calm.
Oh, boy. I'm way past calm at this point.
I saw an advertisement not too long ago where a guy had a seminar. He's going to teach you how to build a church.
Yeah.
Right? And I immediately thought to myself, because he had these 10 steps on how to build a church. And the first thought that came in my mind, unless God builds the house.
Oh, come on, bro.
They that labor in vain.
Come on, bro.
So if point number one is not that.
Come on, bro.
The rest of your presentation is trash.
Come on, bro.
It's that simple to me.
It's that simple.
What are we building? That's the question, right?
That's the question.
What are we actually building? Why are we building this? This is what we need to know. If you have specific direction from God, I get it, right?
Yeah.
But at some point, everything you do has to point to the King and His kingdom.
It has to reconcile.
It has to.
It has to. And here's why. And I'll add, if I can add to that. Yeah, man. Here's why. Jesus Himself says, right,
mm-hmm.
to his guys.
Yep.
He says, specifically to Peter, right? Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven.
Correct.
Right? And then he says this incredible statement, and upon this rock,
yeah.
y'all will build my church? No. He says, I, Jesus, will build my church.
Correct.
You see, so it has to reconcile.
Correct.
To your point.
Mm-hmm.
It has to reconcile back to... I mean, it has to be true, dude.
Yeah.
It can't be a little left, a little right. Yeah. It can't be a little off center. It can't be. It's the kingdom of God.
Correct.
It's the word of God. It's Jesus's ministry. It's what he died for. Mm-hmm. It's who he died for. Yep. When you talk about zero tolerance, this is oh my God, we have chosen to live in a zero tolerance kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
A zero tolerance way of life. There is no little bit left, little bit off center. No, it has to be all or none.
Correct. We don't like dealing with that binary type thought.
Oh, dude.
But that's the light's on or it's off.
The Lord told me one day, he said, either I'm Lord of all or I'm not Lord at all.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
it's real simple, right?
I'll say it again for the people in the back. The Lord told me one day, he said, either I'm Lord of all or I'm not Lord at all.
Yeah.
There's no shadow of turning, if we want to use the old King James. No variableness, no shadow of turning. And so when we look at people who believe, okay, we're not bashing people, we're not bashing ministers. We look at people who believe that they have been giving something from God to publish to people. All we're saying is, you, me, them, us, her, him, we all need to make sure that we understand what you said earlier. Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
And am I trying to build this or am I simply working with the actual builder?
Correct.
Because once again, he said, upon the rock of revelation of who I am, Peter, I will build my church. There's so much in that, man.
Man.
There's so much in that.
One day we'll because you gotta look at where he was when he said it, but that's just a different. That's different. We'll delve into that.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. You know,
but I'm with you. I understand where you come from.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, I think I've made my point. Probably killed the horse and killed him again.
Kick it a couple more times.
Kick it a few more times. You know, but I just want people to think, man.
Listen, the branding thing, you know, it's kind of. I don't want to say it's kind of silly. It's very silly.
It is.
Because, to me, okay, it so is. Let me. This is why I love how God deals with us when we do this podcast. There was a promise to Abraham that God made. He said, I will make your name great.
Yeah.
Not you go brand yourself and make your own name great.
Dude.
I will make your name great.
Yeah.
And instead of concerning ourselves with branding, even if you're branding a ministry and not your personal self, which sometimes I think that line is very gray.
Yes.
But even if you want to do it that way, let God promote. Let God expose or validate or vindicate. Let God do that.
Yeah.
And let him do it when he wants to do it and how he wants to do it.
Right.
As opposed to this whole branding. It's We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And sometimes I don't think people understand what that exactly means. We're in this world, but we don't have to play by the rules of this world.
That's exactly right.
And so we see these other companies and they rebrand themselves and all this kind of stuff. Well, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
They're doing that for the sole purpose of turning a profit.
Yes.
That's the goal of the rebranding.
Yes.
So then I'd have to ask you, why are you rebranding?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If that's the goal and that's the purpose of rebranding, why are you doing it?
Man.
And it can't be to turn a profit because that is the absolute wrong answer.
It's the absolute wrong answer where kingdom is concerned.
And so this is where I am. That's why I love this topic anyway.
Yeah.
But this is where I am. It's just easier and it's better. And I guarantee it causes less stress if you just let God do it.
Yeah.
Let him work through you. You follow the steps that he tells you to follow.
You just follow it.
And that's it, man.
Yeah.
To me, does it take longer than you want it to? Probably so.
Yeah.
But in that, he's teaching you to let patience have its perfect work.
Yeah.
You'll lack nothing.
Yeah.
And so let him do it. There's so many more lessons you learn along.
Yeah. I absolutely agree 100%, man. And Anyway.
I love it. Well, I'm Troy.
I'm Bruce.
And we will see you next time here under the Fig Tree.